Some people say that class in Australia is dead, that we don't need to study it anymore. But if we think for a minute, the language of class is all around us. Think of how often you hear people use the term the middle class, or how often we talk about the Labour Party, the party of the working class. Or in a different sense, think of Tony Abbott, who feels the need to be seen as sympathetic to the working class in some sense. The language of class is part of how Australians understand themselves and their society. The problem is that social scientists haven't understood this very well. My research is a critical review of Marxist theories of class during the 1980s. Marxists, because they've defined how we use terms like the working class, and during the 1980s, because this is when their most important research was done and we still rely on it today. Now, being a critical review, if there's one main criticism I have to make, it's of the assumption that being working class has to be all about being exploited and therefore having revolutionary or radical interests. This notion comes from Karl Marx, who argued that the working class has nothing to lose but their chains. He saw them as being a collective people and he expected them to support socialism. So when we've taken this and done research on class in Australia, we've looked for those workers who have happened to be radical and we've learned about them. The problem is, it's ended up skewing our research so much that we've ended up learning very little about what being working class has meant to most people in Australian history. Now, this might seem absurd, but the researchers don't even seem to notice this. And I think that it's because of their belief that any worker that supports the free market or the Liberal Party has what's called false consciousness. This means that they don't really understand their own economic interests. They don't really get that they're supposed to be socialists. And the implication is that we don't really need to pay attention to what they think. Now, if there's one main problem with this line of thinking, it's the fact that workers in Australia have never had nothing to lose but their chains. They've had some of the highest wages in the world, and they've had a more generally complex investment in Australian society than Marx would have suggested. So my conclusion is that we need a new way of looking at class in Australia. I think that we need this to understand ourselves and to work through class conflict. The problem is it's very difficult to develop new ways of looking at class while our research is still guided by false expectations as to what class should look like in Australia. So my contribution to class analysis is a critique. A critique of the assumptions that we still hold about what class means in Australia. Because class does mean something. It's not a term that we should just throw away. It just doesn't necessarily mean what we expect it to. Thank you.